What does inspire you so as to write a new material?
What's it like
What
to write
inspires you? Yeah.
the music itself? I just take it song by song, so I don't think about, I don't confuse myself with, when I write an album, I don't confuse myself with other things. All I think about is the music. I don't think about what people expect of me. I don't think about what I expect of myself. I just listen to the music and it kind of dictates what I should do.
On the last tour, you play the whole first album, The Holy, which for many people remains the best you did to this day. So, how did it feel to dig your past, and which were the responses from fans?
It was cool, man. It was fun. I mean, we play a lot of those songs in the regular set list for many years anyways, because a lot of the people, the fans really dig the older stuff. So, and that's how I was when I was going to concerts when I was a kid, man. I'd always want my favorite band to play stuff from their first album or their second album. So, yeah, I still recognize that, and I dig it. I have fun with it. It's exciting playing those songs, especially when we have new people in the band that have never played the songs, because then they add their own little nuances to the music, and that even makes it more interesting for me.
How's the cooperation with the other guys from the band?
Yeah, man, it's great. Jeff wrote an awesome album. He wrote all the music for this album, so he came through, man. He wrote some great songs and let me explore a lot of things vocally and lyrically through some cool rhythms, man. And Mark was a great drummer, man. He played all the drum parts really well, and added his own touch to everything, and accomplished a lot.
As you know, your voice remains, let's say, a trademark all this year. How do you manage to keep it in shape?
Well, I don't have to do much. I just rehearse a lot, but I just, take it, like I said, take each song that I write song by song. I don't try to blanket any vocal style to any song specifically. So I'm never really singing out of my own voice. I try to force any other style or do anything that I can't do. I just do what I do, and I stay as healthy as possible, and I just do what I do. That's all.
So, do you plan to release more cover albums like you did the last year with Iron Maiden and Judas Priest covers?
I don't know. Maybe. You never know. We probably won't for a while, but we have other things we're working on, other things we want to explore as far as our own music. So I think we'll put that on hold for a little bit, but you never know. We might bring that back.
Is it easy to change these classic heavy metal songs into the 6 feet under style?
Not too difficult. No, I mean, we just play the songs how we play them. I mean, I don't like to change the compositions too much. I think my vocal changes it enough, so it's not difficult, man. I mean, the intricacies of the songs themselves are difficult. Yeah, man, 'cause all the stuff we pick are from very talented musicians and writers.
So here is my last question. In the past, you have stated that your relationship with Cannibal Corpse is very good, though there is no possibility of a reunion or something like that. Do you have the same opinion today?
I don't, th yeah, the, those guys would never do a reunion tour. So I would talk about it, but I don't think it's something that they would do. You know, I don't think they care about the fans as much as I do.
I understand. So thank you very much for the interview. You can close it as you wish.
Okay, thank you very much, man. Hopefully see everyone in Greece very soon.